Amen. Welcome to day four of your mighty turnaround, of your suddenlies, according to the word of the prophet, John. Hallelujah. How many of you are expecting turnarounds? How many of you are expecting suddenlies, immediatelys? He gave a good word for the church, for the pastors, for individuals. A much needed word. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to pray and then you all can be seated. I've got a lot of things to say tonight. It gets getting bigger and bigger. It always does. So I finally just shut it up and I said, okay, I'm going with whatever you lead me into. So got a lot to say about darkness and a lot to say about light. Amen. So, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to minister to my brothers and sisters and for the opportunity afforded to me by my pastor. I thank you, Father God, that we have ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts to receive the engrafted word of God. Thank you, Father God, that our eyes are open, that we may know, Father God, the hope of our calling. And, Father, I thank you and I praise you, Heavenly Father God, for Jesus, that he has set us free tonight. And I thank you, Lord, that we belong to the kingdom of light because we've been translated and transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Well, how many of you know that there's a lot of darkness going on in the world? Amen. We've seen some of that darkness. We've seen the assassination attempt against God's anointed David, President Trump. Amen. We've seen darkness in many forms, and you've seen it in abortion. You've seen it in the LGBTQ. You've seen it in the formats of different people and their beliefs. And, you know, God says that what he calls light, that we're not to call darkness. Amen. There's a difference between living in darkness and willingly, wantonly, and then, you know, being ignorant of it. So tonight I want to give a definition of darkness, and then I'll get into some of the scriptures that he's led me to go to. And I don't know if Melinda's up there or not, but anyhow, we're going to go to Isaiah 60. I think I see her up there. So anyhow, dark or darkness is actually the absence of light. Now, I'm not talking about these lights here. I'm talking about the glory of God. I'm talking about the anointing of God. I'm talking about not necessarily daylight and dark, but I'm talking about the absence of God, amen, in people's lives. When you kindly think about it, and I don't know if I get into it here in a minute, but Adam actually fell from light to darkness. He was already in the God's kingdom. He was already in God's likeness. Matter of fact, he was clothed with the glory from his loins up to his loins down. But when he purposely transgressed, that light, that darkness went out of him. Or that, not darkness, but the light went out of him. And he came into a darkness, into a dark realm. Amen. So we're going to expose some of that darkness tonight. Darkness also means to purposely conceal, to hide, or to be blinded. It means to keep information hidden. It means whether it's hidden from someone, amen. It also can mean evil, death, chaos, gloom, despair, agony. Not on me. Not on you. That's what darkness is. And the Bible says that we've been delivered, right? So somebody said we can deliver from darkness. But I'm delivered from darkness. Amen. And I'm walking in the light. That's right. That's right. He's the light. I'm starting first. I'm going to start different first. I'm going to start different first. To minister. Okay, somebody did. But keep the light shine for the eyes of the sun. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. So in verse 2. And the darkness of the people, the Lord shall rise upon thee. And the Lord shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light. And the king of the darkness shall thy rising. Let's rise around that and see. And we'll stop right there. The other side is this. Is darkness too, because that's another, that's what Amplified says. Arise from the darkness, the depression, and the emotional exhaustion in which circumstances have kept you and rise to a new life. Depending on, and I said this the last time that I was ministering, depending on the prism or depending on your perception,
but he says to rise to a new life. Amen. So the good news is, we don't have to be in the Bible is by the world. Amen. We are a reflection of God's glory. We are what the world looks at us, and so we see in Christ is the whole glory. So the church is a different kind of life than what the world does. And the world's perception, they don't keep you in this deep, dark depression. They don't much able to, they don't, I get you through the news media. You know, they just really about something there, and they hope people to help them take the bait. Amen. Just look at that. Forget about Jesus. Forget about
salvation. Forget about the glory of God. Amen. So let's look just for a minute, okay? Let's look at
John chapter 1. Say amen. Say amen.
In the darkness, or shines on the darkness, one reference says shine continually shines into the darkness. Amen. But the darkness could not overpower it, could not comprehend it, is what the King James says. Look over in Genesis chapter 1 and keep your finger in John chapter 1. Do just a little quick comparison. And I've always said this. How many are at Genesis chapter 1? Okay. In the beginning, God. Before anything ever was Daddy God. Amen. He created the heavens and the earth. Amen. And the earth was without form. Now that word was is actually translated it became. It became without form and void, and darkness is upon the face of the deep. Are you noticing the words darkness, and are you noticing the words light? As we get into this, I'm going to show you what our mandate is as light of the world and what God's initial plan is. It's never, and I've said this before, it was never God's will for darkness to overcome the light. God always has that redemptive element and that redemptive plan. And guess what? Today, you're the redemptive element. Yes. You and I are the redemptive element and the redemptive plan. We have a position, we have a job, a mandate, a calling. And I think it's time for the church to wake up to that, to arise to that, and to awake to that righteousness to where, you know, we just don't take what comes along down the pike, but we stand up against it. Amen. So notice here, in John chapter 1, it says, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That's actually translated that darkness tried to seize hold on it. Darkness tried to overcome the light, but it could not do it. Okay? Go back to Genesis. I got into this the last time, and I won't get into it very much, but darkness, it became dark and void when Lucifer, and he created rebellion and drew out a third part of the angels, because when he looked and seen God's initial plan for us, the church, he didn't like it. So he brought darkness into that and rebelled against God. God kicked him out of heaven and he came to earth. So what you're facing and what you're feeling today is this fight or this opposition between light and darkness. Now the world and the devil would have you to believe that the devil is just as strong as God is. But we know better, don't we? We know better. We know that Jesus defeated the devil. We know that God the Father said, hey, this is my kingdom. You know, you're not going to exalt yourself or your throne above me, nor my plan. He kicked him out. He landed on the earth. Amen. So now, I know that there's some things in here and I don't have time to get into them, but even before he actually created or the rebellion came, God was actually using him as an anointed cherub to help creation. Amen. To help. And he was making a place for God's family, for us. He was making a place so that there would be heaven here upon this earth. But in one of his, Lucifer's walks through the stones of fire, which is the stones of revelation, something caught his eyes, which it was supposed to do. But he was supposed to take these revelations that God was revealing to him, God the Father, and take them and sing them into the creation, and all creation was supposed to respond to him. Amen. But he seen this one thing that come up, and it just really irritated him. He seen God had a plan for a family, for man. Matter of fact, he's in recorded in Psalms 8 saying, "What is this man that you're mindful of him?" You know, he comes into the court of God with a complaint because he realized instead of God, angels, animals, and plants, it was going to be God, man, angels, animals, and plants. So his position, he felt threatened. Not only that, but he wanted to actually be a man. He wanted the man's position. He wanted to be, to have flesh and blood, just like we were created with. Okay, I'm going somewhere with this. I don't have time to really prove it out in the Word. I went into some of it the last time. But it is that result of that rebellion that we are facing today. It's darkness. Darkness has come into this world through Adam's transgression. Do y'all remember that? Amen. The Lord created a place for Adam and was coming down in the cool of the day, was having fellowship with him, and was actually renewing his mind, teaching him, training him, downloading. Of course, today we renew our mind because we were a fallen nature and now we're a risen nature, so we have to renew our mind with the Word of God. So God was putting things into him, and he told him, he said, you know, of the tree of life, don't eat of it. That's my tree. But Satan, now Satan, since he was Lucifer, who had fell to the earth and was trying to get man's position, to get man's glory, to get man's honor, he devises a plan with the serpent to come in and tempt Eve. Y'all remember reading that? Okay, and that temptation come to Eve, and he talked about the tree of good and the knowledge of good and evil. Said, "Can't you eat that?" And of course, she made a statement which wasn't really all the way true, but she went ahead and said, "Of every other tree we can eat, but this one we can't eat it. We can't even touch it." But anyhow, the serpent, being more subtle, beguiled her. She took of the fruit, and she ate of that fruit, and she gave it to her husband who was with her. So there's where transgression, there's where the sin came in. Adam was told to subdue, to put down anything that the devil tried to bring up. Amen? So, having said that, this is our place today. Let's turn to Genesis 1 and go to verse 26 through 28. Now, you know, on the first day, how that God went ahead and he said, light be. That was the release of his glory. That was the prophesying of the coming of Jesus Christ also. Because of what was going to take place, what I just mentioned, how that Adam transgressed, how that he fell. Amen? So that meant that Jesus was going to have to come and redeem mankind. Are you following me? Are you tracking with me? Amen. I hope I'm not leaving you out. But darkness is not supposed to overcome light. Darkness is not even supposed to be in us, in as the church. We are the body of Christ. We are the body for that anointing. We are the body for that glory. We are the body that carries the anointing and to set people free. But in order to set people free, you've got to learn to be free yourself. Are you at Genesis 1:26? Okay. Now he says, let us make man. And God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, and let them have dominion. Okay? So what I'm saying here, and what I'm going to say here, is that he just wasn't talking with the Holy Spirit or wasn't talking with the Word and saying, I think we'll make man. No, this was something that God carried around on the inside of him. It's just like I seen a post the other day, and somebody said that God formed the earth and everything in it out of nothing. And I responded back. I said, no. I said, he actually responded, he created the earth and every world in it through a substance called faith that was on the inside of him, because faith was the substance. Amen. So the glory of God was on the inside of him, and on the inside of him was his heart's desire for a family of like beings, of like kind, in other words, the God kind. And you've got to wrap your, not only your head and your heart around that, but you've got to see yourself as a God kind as a result of being a new creation in Christ Jesus. Can you say amen? That's what being a new creation is. You're not the same person that you were before living in the flesh. You're no longer in darkness, but you're in light. You've come to the knowledge of the truth, and that light has shined into your heart, and you received that, you believe that in your heart, and you spoke it out with your mouth, and you become this new creation. So this new creation, what does it really mean? And that's what we've got to try to come into our understanding and really believe, that we are light and not darkness. So he goes ahead and he says, let's go down to verse 27. God created man in his own image and in his own likeness, and God created he him, male and female, created he them, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air. This is the plan of God. And the reason why I'm teaching along these lines is because God, the subject or the title of my message tonight is during dark times, don't forget my plans. Because the enemy tries to play mind games. He tries to get you over into darkness and bring you out of that light. He tries to get you away from the Word of God, from your salvation, to believe that you're no different than anybody else in the world. You know, that's what religion says. Religion is a form of darkness. You know, religion has, it's got an image of God or a sign of God, but it denies the very power of God. You know, religion says that beyond the new birth, they don't know whether there be any more works of the Holy Ghost or not. You know, and the Bible teaches you that there is. The Bible says that there's a baptism in the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that there's gifts and miracles and working of miracles by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Religion says that you're just an old sinner, saved by grace. So that's darkness. You were a sinner until you received the Word. Then you became a child of God. You become a saint. Amen. So that's where religion, along with the world, tries to pull you over into the edge of that darkness to where that you become ineffective. Are you tracking with me? Amen. Good. Because here's what I'm about to say. Amen. This is God's plan today. He initially, originally planned, and it was from his very heart. It's like the original blueprint. He has never changed to come off of that, even though man, Adam, transgressed. Because what Adam lost, Jesus came. The first Adam lost it. The last Adam gained it back. So what Adam lost, first Adam, Jesus gains it back and puts us back into a position where that when we come to the Lord, we become the new creation. We become the God kind of people. We become God's family. Amen? So here's that plan. And the first thing that Adam ever heard was the blessing. Be blessed. God bless them. The King James renders it that God bless them. But he actually said, be blessed. That word blessed means to be empowered with my power. Empowered to prosper. Empowered to succeed. Empowered to increase. Empowered to act as the God kind, just like I do, and do the things that I've called you to do. Amen. That's right. Amen. So here it is. The blessing. It was lost. It was first pronounced by God on first Adam. It was lost when he transgressed. That's where the curse came in. That's where darkness came in. That's the reason why the world's in the shape that it's in, is because of this darkness, and the church has not recognized and realized the potential that God has placed in them as his family, as the God kind of people. But thank God, through Jesus Christ, Jesus gains back and the blessing of the Lord, and that blessing is now able to work in their lives to subdue. Let's look at some of the things that he told them to do. The blessing introduced to God's family of man has five assignments. The first one is to be fruitful. Fruitful, this word fruitful means complete. It means bearing much fruit. To yield, it actually means to yield results, producing after your kind, the God kind. I'm doing that on purpose because I want to put that into your thinking, that you're not no more a mere man or woman. You have been born into the human race, yes, and your body is natural, but on the inside, you were recreated in the image and in the likeness of God through the new birth. So you're a whole new race of beings. So this knowledge, this understanding, pulls you out of that darkness that came into the world through Adam's transgression and brings you into the blessing, brings you into the glory and the light of God. Amen? So we, understanding this, that we have an assignment. How many of you know what assignment is? How many of you went to school? Did the teachers give you assignments? Okay. How many of you have a job today? On your job, don't you have certain things that you have to accomplish, things that you have to do? Those are assignments. Well, the body of Christ has an assignment from God the Father. And that is to be fruitful, to produce after the God kind. That means that we're to go out and we're to tell the people the good news. We're to get people born again. We're to take the anointing that Jesus said that he was anointed with in Luke 4, and we're to go heal the brokenhearted. We're to go to preach deliverance to the captives. We're to preach a sight to the blind, you know, giving a sight to the blind. We're actually to pull people out of that darkness into the light. We're to make new creations. We're to make, you know, you follow me. Okay. That's the first assignment. That's what Mark 16 talks about. The Great Commission is for the church to go produce new born again Christians. But then the next one is to multiply. Now that's not 2 times 2 equals 4. That word multiply means to increase. It means to become great and to extend the God kind of race. So, you know, when you start looking at that and you start thinking about responsibilities, you know, when we were children, we got away with a whole lot of stuff, right? Because there wasn't much responsibility given except go brush your teeth, comb your hair, and, you know, maybe make a bed or two occasionally. But as you got older, your assignments become bigger or heavier, so to speak, and there was more expected out of you, right? So now the church, and God's expecting a lot out of the church. He's expecting a lot out of this church. Amen. He's expecting a lot out of the pastors. He's expecting a lot out of the leadership, out of the membership, you know. Instead of just coming Sundays and Wednesdays and praising the Lord, which is what it's good, you know, we've got an assignment to do, you know. You have to see yourself bigger and better than the world. That ain't going to sit well with religion. But now God says that I'm going to make a marked distinction between you and the world. How many of you remember Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? That's not their Hebrew names. The devil changed their identity to some of his gods, named them after that. But they were some of the people that were taken away captive because they were smart. They were the top of the class. Because the king told his eunuch, he said, you go and inquire, and I want the brightest and the best. So they did. So when it comes to a matter of this particular king, I think it was Babylonian, I may be wrong, but I'm going to say Babylonian. But anyhow, the main thing was, kings, what they do is they go conquer other kingdoms. And when they do, they take everything. And they destroy the king and his family, the other king and his family, so that there is no inheritors to the throne. That's what the devil's trying to do with the church. Amen. Because we're the inheritors of the earth. But anyhow, getting back to Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, there was a situation that came up with this king, and he wanted the astrologers, the soothsayers. You're talking about a cult here. You're talking about witchcraft. You're talking about full-blown witchcraft, and plus, then you had the children of Israel, which is not about witchcraft. And he wanted them to fast, and he wanted them to eat some of the king's table, but Daniel basically went and made a deal with this head eunuch and said, let us just eat what we're supposed to eat and then test us. Well, they did that, and after so many days, when the king came to test them, he found Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego 10 times more than those others, the soothsayers, the witches, and all that stuff. Because the Bible says that he gave them knowledge and all learning and wisdom, and he gave that to Daniel too. But in Daniel, he gave him understanding in all dreams. So I said that to say this. Because we are of the God kind, and because we have a daddy God who loves us so much that he did not and will not let darkness overtake us. Only when darkness overtake us is when we get over into an area where we forget about God. And that's what happened to the children of Israel over and over again. In the New Testament, they would come to a place where they were living for God, and man, everything was great. They were blessed beyond any other people. Why in the world they would turn around and go back after strange gods after 40 years and have this curse come back on them and be put in bondage again, I'll never know. And the same thing a lot of times with Christians. Why they decide to go back out into the world, or why they decide to try to keep one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom of God, and they get stretched, and they really get taken advantage of. So, we have an assignment, right? We are the king's kids, the king of kings and the lord of lords. We have an assignment. We are the God kind and the God class. We are inheritors of the earth. It belongs to us. It does not belong to the devil. Right? Okay. So, that again, that word multiply is to increase and become great. See, that's what the kings of the earth, that's what they tried to do. Every kingdom tried to become greater than the other kingdom. But the thing about it is, with God, he destroyed and whipped up the kingdom of darkness, and he's establishing his own kingdom. It's already great. The only thing we got to learn to do is walk in that greatness. The third thing is that we have to do is to replenish. Now, that word replenish means, a lot of people think it means to bring more, have babies, and produce. And that's probably a part of it, but it's not the big part of it. That word replenish means to perpetually supply or to fill the earth, to recover the form of fullness, and to make the desolate places just like the Garden of Eden. So that word perpetually supply and fill the earth again, that goes back to where Lucifer's rebellion destroyed the earth in the beginning. Amen. That's the difference between Genesis 1, verse 1 and Genesis 1, verse 2. But God stood at the edge of that darkness. Do you remember reading that in Genesis 2 and 3? Where it became dark, it became void. And he was unwilling to allow the darkness to determine his creation's world, his family's world that they would live in. And he declared, light be. So that's what we've got to learn to do. We just don't accept the darkness that's coming along today. You know, we have a voice. We're to stand against the cultural counterculture that's coming against the Christian type of living. We're not to be mealy-mouthed about it. You know, we're to stand up and to be the standard, God's standard, God's standard bearers, and to tell people, no, it's not right. You know, He loves you, but it's not right. You know. Amen. John the Baptist lost his head because he told Herod that it wasn't right for him to have his brother's wife. So there's things that are, you know, God says that are not right. But the church, for too long, they don't want to, so to speak, make ripples. I guess they want to be like the world. They want to be all-inclusive. They want to accept every type of religion. And those religions are nothing more than to try to tear down the true religion, which is Christianity. There is only one God, and that's Jehovah God. Amen. One God, Jehovah. Amen. So we're His children. We're His people. We're His, the ones to take this into the earth. Number four is subdue. That's anything that, just like we've been talking about, overcome, quieten, to bring under the control by sovereign authority. Sovereign authority is what God has given us because He is a sovereign God. This is His earth, but He has put the church in charge of this earth. So we are to take this out into the world, and anything that would be contrary to the Word of God, abortion, LGBTQ, gender bending, transhumanism, you know, trying to make, cyborgs out of human beings doing experiments. That's what Hitler was doing. Amen. That's what the Babel, Tower of Babel, that's what those people were doing. Trying to make giants. They did make giants. Amen. But that's where that we've got to become knowledgeable from the Word of God about the power and authority that's on the inside of us. So the fifth thing is, it's dominion. That's sovereign or supreme authority to govern. To govern is the power to control, direct, and to use or at disposal of something. It's stewardship. It's leadership. It's ownership. Amen. We have a mandate. We have a job to do. Can you say amen? So the plan of God has always been the same. You can look at Mark 16. Go ye into all the world. Preach the gospel to every living creature. Right on down the line where it says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. This is part of this mandate. This is that commission. Amen. So, I'm saying this to say this right here. Let me find my note. I'll get it here in a minute. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Yeah, here we are. I said this earlier. John 8:12 says, I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will never, never walk in darkness. So what is that telling us? He's the light of the world, and whoever follows just doesn't mean just to walk behind somebody. Follows means to do the works that Jesus did. You'll never walk in darkness. Amen. John 1:5 says, and this is the message that we've heard of Him, that God is light and in Him is no darkness. Darkness has no place in a believer's life. Darkness has no place in the church's life. It's all about light. It's all about the glory of God and showing forth the glory of God. I'm not going to have a chance to get into Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 2, but he talks about how that we were made for His glory, to show forth His wonderful grace, His marvelous grace, to be living memorials, one place says that it is, to be His handiwork. Amen? To be the showcase and the showpiece that shows the world how good our God is, so that the world will want what we've got instead of us wanting what the world's got. It belongs to us anyway. Entertainment belongs to us. Sports belongs to us. Finances belong to us. Amen. Education belongs to us. Those whole seven mountains, they belong to God. They belong to the church. So the church needs to go back and learn how to govern, rule, subdue, put down, and produce the God kind of fruit. Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. Not just God, not just Jesus, you know. What happens a lot of time in a lot of churches is that, and this was the statement that I was going to make, God is in control. Do you believe that? It's a trick question. If God is in control, He's made a mess. Some of you are going to say, oh, blasphemy. No. God's in control of His times and His seasons. But God has put His man in control of the earth and what goes on in the earth. So God has put that into our hands, the church's hands. But we have decided that, well, it's not God's will to heal everybody. Right? He'll heal somebody if He wants to. You know. What that is it's putting the blame. If something happens, instead of taking responsibility for your own actions and responsibility for what we're supposed to be doing, it was that woman that God gave me. It was the serpent. Amen. No, it's God, you know. And religion, that's what religion does. Because someone doesn't get healed, someone doesn't get saved, and God says it's my will that all men come to repentance. My will is prosperity. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish or I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So the responsibility, God's already done the work through Jesus Christ. You're already healed. You're already prosperous. But you've got to get into the Word and walk this Word out until it becomes a real thing in your life. I remember first starting out, going to work with some guys, and I got a hold of the Word of Faith, and it was a bad cold, it was a bad flu. Golly, them boys would look at me and said, "You're sick," and I'd say, "Nope," I said, "I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus." One boy looked at me and said, "You're crazy." He said, "You're sick." He said, "Look at that stuff hanging out of your nose." I said, "I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus." I knew what he was saying. You know, at the time I didn't know how to put it in words. And I didn't know how to tell him, you know, I'm not denying the symptoms, you know, that are there. I said, they're a fact. But I said, this is what I should have said, but I didn't because I didn't know it at the time. I knew enough to start confessing the Word of God. So, as you're into these different areas, whether you're trying to get delivered from migraines, trying to be delivered from financial bondage, trying to be delivered from oppression, depression, and fear, make the first step and keep after it until it becomes a reality. I'm walking in it better today than I was yesterday. Amen. Same way with every other area of my life. But that's all I've got to say tonight. I had more, but I believe that's enough for you to chew on, bite around on, to discuss and wonder if I've lost it or wonder if I'm preaching heresy or, you know. or whatever, but this is something that the Word actually teaches, you know, that we are the sons and daughters of the Almighty God. So it's more than just a title. I mean, there's responsibility to it. So in this kingdom, you're in a fight. It's good against evil. It's light against dark. So you've got to learn how to fight and fight the good fight of faith. And faith will always see what the Word of God says. Faith will always speak what the Word of God says. And if you stay in faith, you'll get what the Word of God says. So don't let the devil steal it from you. Amen. So if you will, just stand up with me. See, y'all thought I was going to go for 2 hours. And I could have, but wasn't appropriate.